This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
في جامعه وابن ماجه في سننه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان أول ليلة من رمضان. Today's hadith is probably one of the most common hadith that will be mentioned and narrated on this night. As you know, tonight is the last night that we're going to give khatira. Tomorrow, inshallah, according to the calculations, of course, there's a debate on that, but according to the calculations, most probably tomorrow, inshallah, we'll pray taraweeh. There's not going to be any khatira. So I will take the opportunity to narrate this beautiful hadith and talk about it a little bit and put together our intentions are and what to do, inshallah, for Ramadan. If you haven't been preparing for Ramadan over the last 6 months, tonight is the night, inshallah. You put together the intention, inshallah, to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of you, right? Ramadan is, see, the way we teach what Ramadan is to children and to those who don't understand it is that this is how I was taught when I was a kid. At least they say, well, you get hungry so you can feel what poor people and those who don't have food, really what they feel like, and then it'll make you a little bit of a better person and you help others. And that's, it's a beautiful understanding. There's nothing wrong with that, but I think it's much deeper than that. Ramadan is the opportunity, is the once in a year time opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. So He removes away all the distractions from you and gives you the opportunity to show the best, to remove a lot of the weights from our shoulders and to perform the best you can and to build up whatever bad habits that we have picked up over the year. This is the time to get rid of it, whether it's in one's life or in ibadat or in any aspect of your life. And this hadith underlines this. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ, that is, once the first night of Ramadan, which inshallah it'll be tomorrow, according to the calculations, inshallah tomorrow, صُفِّلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينُ وَمَرَدَتُ الْجِنِّ, that the devil, the shayateen, will be shackled and restrained. And this is a beautiful concept because you have two enemies. Every one of us has two enemies. The weak enemy is shaytan. When he does waswasa, shayateen al-jinn, when they do waswasa, right, they just push you to do bad things. That's it, they just push you. You have the ability to say yes or no, of course. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this enemy away from you. Will be shackled, will be restrained, won't be in your way. But allowing you the opportunity to work on your bigger enemy, which is your nafs, which is your ego, one's desires and whims. And you'll, in Ramadan, when you have that understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed away the shayateen from your way, then you understand that, okay, oh my God, where is this all coming from? It's coming from me. Then I have to work on myself. And being hungry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need you to be hungry and thirsty. This is really for you. It's a constant, because Ramadan is long, it's a month long. So it is very, very easy to lose track of what is this season about again? The hunger and the thirst that you feel will remind you that you're in this season of, okay, I have to work on it. Why am I hungry? Yes, I'm hungry because I need to work on myself. That's exactly the biggest, from my humble opinion, the biggest goal of Ramadan. It's a boot camp to improve yourself. That's why they say Sahaba used to wait for Ramadan for 6 months because they waited for this opportunity for the shayateen to be shackled and removed out of our way so they can work on their nafs and they improve themselves. It's a self-development. Look at it that way. It's a self-development course. Says, فَإِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ صُفِّدَتْ shackled الشَّيَاطِينُ وَمَرَدَتُ الْجِنِّ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ فَلَمْ تُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ وَفُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ فَلَمْ تُغْلَقْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ, that all the doors and the gates to the hellfire and the punishment will be closed, and all the gates to paradise will be opened. You know, when the gate is open, it means the avenue to it is easier to get. When the door is open, what does that mean when I say, when someone tells you, my door is open? It means I'm welcoming you. So all the means that lead you to Jannah are available for you. Every night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has people He frees from His punishment. And once you're freed, you'll never go back to punishment. Once you are sealed as atiq, as you're a freed man from punishment, you'll never go back to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go back in His word. That's it. He knows that you're going to be good for the rest of your life. Even if you're 15 and you've been sealed when you were 15. That one Ramadan you did and you cried a little bit and you did some nice dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, that's it. He's good. He's going to live another 70 years. He's good. He's atiq. He doesn't need to do any of that, but he was going to do it anyways. So all the doors are open. وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, and this is the continue of the hadith. يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِ أَقْصَرْ. And someone, an angel, will call upon everyone, O seeker of good, come. This is the time. This is the time of good. And O seeker of bad, stop and go away. And then he says, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain group, portion, quota of people every night that He will free from hellfire and from His punishment. And once you're freed from that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you rida. He's satisfied with you. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with you, then that's it. That's it, you're good. And we don't know really. We really don't know. Again, I always think of it. Maybe one Ramadan 20 years ago, you had this beautiful dua and the imam was doing a great job and you cried a little bit and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the seal of atiq on you and you're good. So you know, you never know when this is going to be. And we have 30 nights or 29 or 30 nights. Among those nights, there's one night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have more than all the month that He will actually, you know, consider free them from the hellfire. It's a great opportunity. Every Ramadan we have that. And how many Muslims there is? So it's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says it is a problem that someone, that Ramadan comes and goes and you're the same person and you don't get any good. It's a problem. So I encourage myself and encourage you tonight to put together 3, 4, 5 wishes or things you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time. I want to improve myself. You have a loan you want to pay. You have someone sick, you want them to get better. You have a child you're having difficulty with, you want to make dua. This is the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have every good thing in my life happened in Ramadan. Ramadan you don't feel it because you're hungry and you're thirsty and you go, this is hard. But go back and see. Everything good happens in Ramadan, inshallah. Sahaba fought. There's so many battles happened in Ramadan. You'd think that they would take it for, let's just sit and do nothing, right? No, they are actually fighting people. So Ramadan is the month of, and alhamdulillah, we have a lot of programs here. My advice to myself and to you is to do as much you can, but do it consistently every night. Because I know the first 2-3 nights, the message is going to be full, but then people will start slowing down. If you need to pray 2 rak'ah, do 2. 4, do 4. Do Isha and you do pray at home a little bit, it's fine. As long as you have some work, some amal that will go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night. It's consistency. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. He doesn't want you to sit on the 27th and then at 27th as great as this night is. He doesn't want you to do that one night and leave the rest of Ramadan. That's why Laylatul Qadr is masked. We don't know when it is. And so, there's actually a huge debate on it. And some madhab, some scholars say it's all through Ramadan, not even in the last 10. It's all through Ramadan. And for some, it's all through the year. So we don't really know when. The 27th is just that one night that some scholars say most probably it is. So therefore, every night, consider it as Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. So I hope this was a benefit, and I encourage everyone to, inshallah, to show the best we can to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease our problems, all of it here and for our brothers everywhere, all around the world, inshallah. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه وإمام ابن ماجه في سننه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان أول ليلة من رمضان صفدت شياطين صفيت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب الجنة فلا وغلقت عفوا أبواب النار فلا يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلا يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك في كل ليلة وصلى الله على حبيبنا وسيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك الله